This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Section 6. It's a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You made it back from the weekend, I hope, with toes, fingers, arms, legs, all the fun stuff, right? I hope. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. You know, how do you know, again, what the other side's thinking unless you're involved in the conversation? Right? And man, it has been a busy weekend, an extremely busy weekend. I was hoping tonight, you know, every once in a while we have, lately, we've been having Andrea Nelson on from time to time, and she's been very busy with her own business, but I'm still trying to find out, you know, because it's very important. Take a listen now, because I don't want you to miss any of this. It's very important to find out if the Kardashians have been canceled or not. I mean, that whole thing in France or whatever went down where there was supposedly a break-in into her apartment that she was staying in France, we're finding out now, or supposedly now, it was a hoax. Wasn't real. You know? So, I mean, it's very important. I don't know if I can continue on without that, without having that information. So, I stumbled across a story, and look, we will do some of the mainstream stuff from last week, this week, whatever. I'm just so tired. I mean, I'm hearing it over and over and over and over again. It's making me nuts. And for you gun freaks or gun control freaks, I'll say, you know, can you give me a test case somewhere? Because this weekend we had another 9 killed, another 39 wounded in Chicago. One of the most strictest gun law cities in the country. 9 men were killed, 39 other people were wounded, shootings across Chicago between Friday evening and Monday morning. The weekend's latest homicide happened Sunday night in Uptown. Now, Gregory Dion blah, 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 I can't even pronounce his last name. 25 was driving south. Who cares where he was driving? He was shot when someone fired shots striking him in the head. Now, this is constant. A few hours earlier, an 18-year-old man was fatally shot. I mean, it's like every couple of hours, you've got a shooting, a fatal shooting. But I don't, you know, it must be the surrounding state. See, that's what we're always told. We're always told that it's because the guns are coming in from surrounding states. Let me tell you what. If every state around you, if all 57 states that Obama talked about didn't allow guns, if we shut down the gun manufacturers in this country, do you know what would happen? You'd still have 9 people killed and 39 people wounded in Chicago over a weekend, because nobody wants to take it on. And I mean nobody. What was that song? Nobody knows. No? Okay, that won't do it. All right, so my leader out was Farrakhan, who we all love, know, and trust, right? Farrakhan came out and said that or he defended Donald Trump in telling us that we don't have the ability or the ability to vet these refugees, Muslim refugees coming in. We just don't have it. Let's take a minute or two to hear what the man has to say.
We can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America.
Donald J.
You have any clue as to who Farrakhan is? He's a Nation of Islam leader. He is always, he constantly, continually sticks up for Muslims, for Islam. And matter of fact, he's always against what this country, what we do to the black people as a whole. But now he's saying, hey, Trump might be right about this.
In Europe. So when Mr. Trump said, we can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
We don't have the systems in place on the ground to collect the information to vet. That would
These are people from the FBI, the NSA, now that will be speaking here. Take a listen.
Be the concern.
Yes, I think that's the challenge we're all talking about, is that we can only...
If you don't know that voice now, you've been in a coma for the last year.
Query against that which we have collected.
You can't account for what you don't know, and that goes to the intelligence deficit that I think is embedded in your question.
How do you take the perfect...
Don't you love that? It's always perfect. Anyway, yeah, and these were hearings, a series of hearings that went by, and you had the same thing going on.
Is embedded in your question.
We may have somebody who comes to us and is simply not on our radar for any discernible reason. And there may also be the possibility that somebody decides to do something bad after they've been admitted through the process.
Now, a lot of people were upset with him, but I know, sir, that the hatred for America in the Muslim world is building, as we told Mr. Bush.
So here you have... And we'll finish this up on this side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in just a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back.
You
think I would know that by now. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always, and again, get involved in the conversation. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there you could be watching, listening to, so I know where your IQ's at because you're listening to this show, and I so much do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And I know someone, I know that some of you are going, hey, Louis Farrakhan? Seriously? Well, you know what? Yeah, seriously. Because here's the deal. think about something here. He represents, stands up for, is held in high esteem by many in his community, the Nation of Islam. Other Islamic leaders. And he's always, always on the case of the white people. You know, we are the devil, by the way. Just ask him, he'll tell you. So, for him to get up, you got to think about this. For him to speak up and say, you got to watch out for the Muslims. You got to watch out for the Muslims coming from those countries who hate us. That is a big deal. And he says he goes all the way back to Bush. He has been saying it since Bush was in office. I mean, we've got all kinds of clips from him where he's going after Obama. And in the beginning, he was so excited that Obama was going to actually lift the black man out of poverty. And he'll say, I was wrong. He's done nothing for us. Absolutely nothing. Look, I don't suggest you go listen to his teachings, but head over to YouTube and just, you know, I guess you don't have to Google search on his name. And he has said quite a few things about Hillary. He's called her out. He's called the Bushes out. I mean, he goes right down the line. But for him to say, like I said, for him to say that we need to be careful, we need not to let these refugees in without vetting them, and it's almost impossible to do so, that's got to hold some weight. Although I'm sure this administration doesn't give a hoot one way or the other, but it should hold some weight. Anyway, all right, so let's get to a patriotism moment. Patriotism. And by the way, Kimberly Marin is going to join me at the in the next hour. I'm sure we'll deal with some of the issues going on for the day. We'll deal with some of the issues everybody else is. I promise. I mean, I got to tell you, again, I don't want to hit all the issues everybody else is hitting. I don't want to, you know, Julian was cut off from the internet. I'm surprised it took so long. But he says he's got other ways in. He's got other avenues to be able to get the information out. I'm sure he's got other people that he works with that'll be able to get the information out, which is great. Now, recently, we finally had a call. I shouldn't say we finally. I'm sure we've had many of them, but we've not heard about many of them. But, you know, these colleges now, high schools and other places are making it a habit to take a knee when they go out on the football field because, you know, that is the thing to do, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? You know, the silent protest so you don't hurt anybody? So people will know what you're doing. How about you show me how much respect you have for the country? Because we're so much better than the few little things that you pull out against this country. That is. So Connor Brew is fiercely loyal to his college football team, but he's also fiercely loyal to the United States of America. So when the Millikan University football team decided to protest the national anthem, yeah, you heard me. Another one. Another spineless coach. I'm sorry. It's just where I'm at. By remaining inside the locker room instead of on the sidelines, see, they didn't even have the guts to go out, you know, to the football field and show people what they were made of. They didn't even have the guts for that. But this young man did. And not only did he have the guts to go out there, he had the guts to go out and stand up. So the cowards, yeah, that's what I'm going to call them, you know, they're probably back in their safe space, right? That's where the locker room would be for them, their little safe space there. They got a trigger warning that they were going to do the national anthem, so that they stayed back in their safe space. So when the Millikan University football team decided to protest the national anthem by remaining inside the locker room instead of on the sidelines, Connor was faced with a decision. Would he join his teammates in a university-approved safe space, or would he stand on the sidelines and honor America? As a good American would do, he decided to honor America. One of my readers, according to the writer, one of his readers sent him a photograph of what transpired on October 15th. We're going to pop that up on our website as well. Now, Connor would not be interviewed. He wasn't interested. Okay, he wanted to respect the coaches, he wanted to respect his team, and he was just doing what he believed to be right. Now, on September 24th, and this is the backstory on this, Several football players took a page from the disgraced NFL quarterback Colin by taking a knee during the national anthem. Now, the community was outraged. Apparently so severe, the football team decided to forge a new path. Rather than have our message be misunderstood or misconstrued, we're united in our decision to stay in the locker room as a bunch of cowards would and hide. And those were my words, by the way. The coach said that our message is misunderstood or misconstrued. What is misunderstood or misconstrued about this? You are protesting oppression that was started from a man, a black man who lived with a white family who made $16 million a year, and that is somehow oppressed. Something he couldn't do in any other country on the face of this planet. So even getting into his, we were misunderstood and misconstrued. No, you're just an idiot. You're disrespecting the country. You're disrespecting for what that flag stands for. You're disrespecting what that anthem stands for. We are united in our decision to stay. Well, actually, you're not united because one of your boys went out there and stood up. We are united in our decision to stay in the locker room until kickoff, during which time we will engage in a moment of reflection to personally recognize the sacrifice of so many and renew our commitment to living up to those important words with liberty and justice for all. The team wrote in a statement that was published in the Herald Review, which was quickly torn into little shreds and used for toilet paper. At least it would have been in my house. Think about it. So here's the bullpucky words that they used. Well, you'll have to wait to the other side of the break, I guess. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Please don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure for you. Pleasure for you and for me to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Look, we have two editions. If you're on video, I mean, if you're on radio, obviously don't look at the radio because you can't see anything. We have two additions to the family, right? We have Jackass, I mean the donkey up there, and then the elephant. One of the listeners sent that, or viewers, or what have you. There was no name on the envelope. I'd love to thank you. But there was no name, so I don't even know who to thank. But listen, feel free to send them. I'll put them up there. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Millikan University football team. The whole team has decided to, instead of taking a knee because they're a bunch of cowards, you know, getting out there on the field, take the knee during the national anthem, the coach has decided, rather than have our message be misunderstood or misconstrued. Now, I know I don't have an education to speak of, right? I didn't go to college. I didn't go to after college. I didn't go before college. I mean, I went to college, but it was for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, they have the best parties at college. So.
You did not attend college.
Well, you know what? I didn't attend.
I
showed up on... Anyway, I showed up there, you know, and like I said, for all the wrong reasons. So this yo-ho is saying, rather than have our message be misunderstood or misconstrued, we're united in our decision to stay in the locker room. In other words, we're united in our decision to hide in the locker room. We're united in our decision not to be out there where they can boo us. Right? I mean, if you're going to fight for something, then fight for it. Be up front. I mean, look at the rest of us. Those of you on the Facebook feed, myself, others that do this for a living, my name is all over the place. You know where to find me. I've had people, we had somebody give birth to, a liberal give birth in our driveway one day. We went outside and found human excrement there in the driveway. So I figured, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, we're all out there. Here's a whole football team. But a bunch of righteous fools who feel this is the right thing to do, but I'm going to hide in the locker room. I'm going to hide in my safe space. Can you imagine the college dean coming down and going, okay, boys, now look, I don't want you to feel bad about this. I know we want to protect your right to protest, so we're going to let you stay in the locker room, and we'll give you secure. You know, have you ever seen the protests of the 60s? and even the 70s, right? People took chances. They were willing to stand their ground, get dragged away, you know, get dragged into jail, be hit with water hoses. I'm not suggesting violence, but I'm suggesting you stand up. Now, I've said in the past, a protest is a riot if it's violence, but here's the deal. I'm not telling them to ruin police cars. I'm not telling them to kick in store windows. What I'm telling them is if you don't want to, you know, you eco-freaks, you don't want a tree chopped down, what do? You chain each other? You all chain each other to the tree? That's a protest. I'm good with that. I think that's great. If you're willing to take the fine and everything else for trespassing and what it costs to get you off the tree, that's all cool. But you're not a protest. You're not a protester. When you hide in the locker room, you're a coward. If I could do an Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can't do his voice, but what do you call him? Girly boy, a sissy boy. That's all you are. We're going to stay here till they feel better about us, and they ain't going to feel better about you. Not if I have anything to do with it. Coach goes on to say, we're all united on decision to stay in a locker room, to hide like little cowards. I know, I'm on this because you don't know how much this is tinging me. And then when he says, this has a whole different meaning for the coach, for me anyway. To engage in a moment of reflection to personally recognize the sacrifice of so many and renew our commitment to living up to the most important words, with liberty and justice for all. Is he talking about recognizing the death, the sacrifice that our men and women gave lives, gave up their lives, not gave up a knee, not incurred a grass stain on their knee? Or is he talking about the actual people that died overseas to protect our way of life here? I'd like him to clarify, but I doubt he will because I can't get into his safe space, I'm sure, and he's not coming out. And I'm so irritated. See, those things that they talk about are things from so long, far in the past. If there isn't liberty and justice for all today, for the most part, are we 100% perfect? No. Find me one who it is. Find me one person on this planet that is perfect in every way, and I'll bow a knee. How's that? Because I know you can't do it. See, I have no problem saying that because I know you can't do it. But we have a black president, a black attorney, a female black attorney. Oh, my God, does that blow up your theory or what? We have a black attorney general. We have a black a president. We have we've black governors, black legislators. I'm sorry. You work hard, you can get there. I've got a lot of black friends. Not one of them says that's not true. Not one of them. They will say at times it's been harder for them because of their color. Well, you know what? That shouldn't have been true. And there should have been a boatload of white people standing around them, helping them. And I don't mean giving them a hand out, but I mean being there supporting them. That's what they should have been doing. Not taking a knee on a football field somewhere. So instead of standing on the sidelines, though, and showing a little respect for the United States, the football team chose to hunker down in their little safe space and locker room. And they weren't in there talking about, you know what, if somebody has an audio of that, I'd love to get my hands on it, right? Because I'm sure they were in there talking about the what our founding fathers gave up, right? I'm sure that's what they were talking about. And they were talking about how to make it better. And they were talking about how they could, you know, help the black community do better in this country, right? I'm sure those were all topics of discussion down there. Right? Chances are the conversation they were having in that locker room was close to, not exactly on with, what was on video or tape or whatever of Donald Trump. Hey, look, I've walked into football locker rooms. I'm sorry. I actually was in a football locker room for all the right reasons. I was supposed to be there. All right? They're not. There's not church conversation going there. Nobody's reciting out of the hymnals in those places, all right? They're going to want to say, please let there be no doubt that we have the utmost respect for the sacrifice made by those who served or do serve in our armed services, including many of our family and friends. This was in a statement by the football team. Therefore, it is our desire to do nothing that could be viewed as disrespectful of their sacrifice. Really? Are you heated up yet? You promise not to swear if I turn on your mic? Yeah, producer Tammy has, I think she's got about 30 minutes to say something. Go ahead.
No, I don't. But I don't swear now. Don't lead these people astray.
I do it every night. I do it every night.
Yeah. Okay. But the story says that they are taking a moment to have quiet reflection or something. Are they praying in that locker room, Joe?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. I'm sure that's it.
Because that's what it sounds like, the way they wrote it. And isn't that, I mean, is that coach leading them in prayer? Seriously.
No, do you really believe for a second that they're in, even forget the prayer. Do you really think the coach is sitting around with a history book going, hey, check this out. This is what they did for us in World War I. This is what happened in World War II. Do you think he's doing that?
They are going to engage in a moment of reflection to personally recognize the sacrifice of so many and renew our commitment to living up to those most important words with liberty and justice for all. It sounds like prayer to me.
One of my favorite words, you know, psychobabble. I mean, it's just babble. There's nothing about that makes any sense. But no, I agree with you. I mean, think about it. Just think about the fact that they're hiding, right? Don't you? Wouldn't you call that cowardice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't hang around people like that, so I don't understand it.
Well, the reason that the team decided to band together is because everybody got so mad at them, those couple, two or three few, however many they were, that took the knee to begin with. They took so much heat that the whole team banded together to...
So this gets better.
Yeah.
Because the other ones were too cowardly to take a knee.
No, they did. They did it and were taking so much heat.
But yes. Only a couple, right?
Yes.
So the rest of the team was too cowardly to take a knee out in the open.
Oh, I guess.
But then when it comes to hanging out in the locker room, they can say, well, we're just supporting those other guys.
Yeah.
So they're still a bunch of cowards. They should rename the team. Right? We should name the team the Millikan Cowards. I just, you know what? I'm going to have somebody make up a logo and send it to them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran will join me in the next hour after the first break. You know, during some of the breaks, you guys have sent me emails and asked me, said, Joe, why don't you talk to us? Right? Why don't you talk to us during the breaks? Well, look, I am sorry you don't like the commercials. I got to pay for the show. You want to send me checks? I'll send you an address. Send me a check. And I won't have to do that, right? So during the commercials, as I was going through and talking to people about certain things here, let me start off with something that I'm sure all of you can understand. Because you have kids. A lot of you have kids. I have no problem with them taking a knee. Let me put it this way. I have no problem with them protesting. I have no problem with them exercising their freedom of speech. In the same token that they can take a knee and you want to defend their right to take a knee, you should defend my right to be able to tell them they're wrong. That's my freedom of speech. Because they're taking it for all the wrong reasons. They have no clue. See, somebody woke me up during a break. Can you tell? You have no clue. If you ask 95% of those kids taking a knee, they have no clue. So what we're taking a knee for oppression. Well, who's oppressed? What's oppressed? Tell me exactly what's going on today that's oppressive. And if you bring up the shooting by the police, I'm going to call you a moron. Right? Do your homework. Get the numbers. Figure it out. Seriously. I am so tired of some of you, not all of you. I got a lot of smart ones out there. I am so tired of you guys spewing garbage. You spew garbage numbers. You have no way to nail it down. And what set me off is this feed, this Facebook feed in our live feed here. And somebody says, so what happened to freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of speech? You can worship, but only what and who we approve. All these religions came from the Middle East. Why doesn't everybody move over there? Why can you say what I want? What? You can say what I want you to say, be what I want you to be, and do what I tell you to do. That's what Trump is saying, bunch of baloney. I call BS on this guy. I won't even call it his name. You guys can see it if you're in the feed. It's a bunch of BS. This is somebody who's very mad at our way of life and can't figure out how to make it happen for himself. That's what I'm going to say, okay? We still have freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And all religions came from the Middle East? Seriously? Is Africa considered the Middle East? When did that happen? I'm just curious. So Europe, is that Middle East now too? This person needs to go do some homework. You actually need to do now. Oh, there we go. I mean, seriously, think about this. Now, I'm looking at something on the screen. Some of you guys can still hear me. It's saying the live video is interrupted. I wonder if they slowed me down. But anyway, here's my problem. Here's the deal. And here's what I'm having heartburn with, okay? Trump is not telling you what to say, what to do. He's telling you what he believes to be true and what we should be doing. We should be protecting our borders. If you have a problem with that, move somewhere else where they have open borders and you don't care if people are coming across and doing whatever it is they want to do. Do you have an expression? Listen, let's get clear, too. Do some of your homework. Freedom of speech was never meant. Our founding fathers never had mind of swearing at cops, okay, doing all this. It was meant so that we could call out the government and not go to jail, not be shot, not be beheaded, not be burned alive in cages or drowned in cages. That's what it was for. And nobody, you know, one person has said that you could only, and I'm gonna take these comments one by one because this is the idiocy that we have to put up with every day and we have to defend every day and we have to push back on every day. And some of you don't do it. He says you can worship, but only what and who we approve. That is the biggest line of BS. This is the only country on the face of the planet. You can worship a rock for all we care. We have people running around with spaghetti colanders on their head trying to say that's a real religion. They're actually taking pictures at DMV because it's a religious belief. So don't give me that garbage that we don't allow you freedom of worship and it's who we approve. Because it's not true. Where we have a problem, see, people like you have a problem with a Christian like me saying, I only believe in this and I believe this is the only right way. You get all crazy and nuts. But when your people, as they do in L.A. on a regular basis, the Muslims, they shut streets down because it's time to pray and they come, it's not like they're walking across the street and have to drop their knees and pray. I'm sure Allah will cut you a little bit of slack. Right? But they shut down streets, they shut down side streets because they all do their prayer at a certain time, which is fine. That's great. But you don't have a right to shut it down. That's when I, yes, that's exactly right. That's when I can infringe on your right to worship. Worship somewhere else. Take it around the corner. Get yourself a building like everybody else. I can't have a Bible, right? I can't have a Bible open on my desk at a school, but they've carved out prayer rooms in schools at taxpayers' expense for the Muslim community. You think that's okay? Wouldn't that be? That's no longer equality, buddy. Fight that one with me. How is that equality? Isn't that one religion getting an arm up on the other? And if you want no religion in government at all, you've really got screwed there, haven't you? If you conservatives, if we conservatives, if we people on the right, now I'm not saying you get nasty and you get in people's faces. I guess some of you probably figured I just did, but I didn't. If you don't push back on this garbage, it's going to keep coming up, and you're going to keep having these stupid fights over this stuff. Trump has not once said, nobody on the right has once said, you have to think like I think, you have to speak like I speak, and you have to worship like I worship, and say what I say. Nobody. I don't care who you worship. I don't care what you were. Like I said earlier, you can worship the rock out in front of your front porch. I don't care. Don't push it on me, and don't make me have to believe it's real. Now, you know, I've always said the same thing. You can write me emails. You can do whatever it is you want to do. I'll never I'll never beat up on somebody, and I'm not beating up on this person. I'm beating up on their thought process. I'm beating up on this garbage that we see on a regular basis. They think if they say it enough that we'll believe it. They think if they say it enough, you will never make me feel bad for being white, even though I'm not really considered white. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you'll know what I'm talking about. You will never make me feel bad for living in a nice community, for having a few extra bucks. Never. And every one of the people who had no money like I had, who came out of the background that I came out of, they have the same ability to do what I've been doing. They chose to stay there. Sorry, guys, if some of you are listening from my old community. But it's true. And if you think we're holding the black community back, I'm sorry, I think you're wrong. And I have enough, I've had enough African-American / black guests on that agree with me, or actually I agree with them, I should say. They've taught me over the years. This is the only country on the face of this planet who really, when you get down to the brass tacks, they do not care what color you are. They do not care what size you are. They don't care what your weight is. They don't care if you're male, female, cisgen, overgen, undergen, whatever gen. They don't care. And here's the thing you keep forgetting. And this is aimed at Al Sharpton, who ran around making hundreds of thousands of dollars and blowing off the IRS. The rest of us would be in jail for that by now. But this, again, aimed square at Al Sharpton when he's running around saying, we don't have enough people of color in the boardrooms of this country. That's it. We need more people. He has no clue as to who's on the boardrooms. Let's start off that way. He doesn't know who's on the board of Apple all the way around. Or any of these other groups. Has not an inkling. But I'll tell you what, the boardrooms only care about one color. Green. That's it. If you're a black man, you're an Asian person, you're a Native American, whatever politically correct name it is for all of you, they don't care what that boardroom looks like as long as what's up on the board is green. Green is coming across at the bottom line. Because I'll tell you what, if that number's red on the bottom line, I don't care if you're white, you grew up in Beverly Hills, and everybody on the board is a relative. You're gone. I am so much over this. And this is the distractions that I'm talking about, that nobody's dealing with. Can those kids go in the locker room? Can they protest? Yes. God bless them for protesting. But they shouldn't protest unless they can tell you why. They tell you why what they're doing. You know, these kids, these little kids that hold up signs. It's a woman's right to choose. You know, you see the little five-year-olds? They have no clue what they're doing there. That is so wrong for the parents to bring them out. They have no idea what they're doing there with those signs. They have no idea. They can't even spell what's on the signs, let alone tell you why they're there. What's wrong with you? You know what? It's just, it is, but they have a right to do it. Our freedom of speech, our First Amendment, you know, the ones that the left wants to squelch for the right, yeah, that First Amendment, it does. It covers you for stupidity. No question about it. Can you tell? I do not like to be tinged like that. I think it's wrong. I think it's extremely wrong when people throw out these catchphrases. I say it about my church, any church, not just mine. I say it about any church. Here's the bottom line with this. Don't just spew what the pastor's saying. Make sure you check it out. You know what he's saying is to be truth. Don't spew what your party's saying. Check it out. Make sure you know what it's to be truth. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, we'll come back the next hour. We got Kimberly Moran's going to join me at the first break. And I'm going to wind down. And I have a lot of good stuff for you coming up in the next couple of hours. We'll be back in a minute.